You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Amber, the Logie nominees have been announced. I thought we'd rip through a few of them this morning.
Feels like only yesterday the Logies were on and happened, and Carrie Bickmore won.
Well, yeah, it wasn't until I read that Carrie Bickmore won last year that I'm like, oh, that's right. She put the beanie on for brain cancer awareness, and it feels like a long time ago, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I thought we'd rip through a few of the categories and then get onto the gold ones.
Yep.
We got Best Actor. The category. We've got Craig McLaughlin for the Dr. Blake Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Thompson for 800 Words.
I love Eric Thompson.
I was about to say, I've never heard of him or 800 Words.
What? I haven't ever seen 800 Words, but he's been in Australian telly shows.
Okay. I really like this next bloke who, and I didn't know this was his name, Firas Durrani from House Husbands.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched House Husbands in a few years, but I used to, and I loved it.
Loved it.
He plays the young single father. He was also the on Underbelly, the Golden Mile, the young bloke on that.
Yep.
Josh Thomas for Please Like Me.
He's great.
He's very funny. I'm a big fan of him. And Stephen Peacock from Home and Away.
Yes.
Let's move on to Best Actress.
Yep.
Bonnie Sveen from Home and Away. I haven't got pictures for these ones, so I'm not sure who these people
Me
are.
Either.
Essie Davis for Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries on the ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Murray's from Love Child. Julia Morris, I'm a big fan of her. She's from House Husbands as well.
Yep.
And Marta Dusseldorp, a place to call home on Foxtel.
Great name.
That is a fantastic name. Let's see, what other categories do we want to have a look at? Best Entertainment Program, Family Feud, Gruen, Have You Been Paying Attention, The Voice or X Factor.
Mm.
God, any of them could win.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Best Reality Program, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. MasterChef Australia, My Kitchen Rules, The Bachelorette and The Block.
Same with them. Any of them could...
That'll be a tough one.
...could go really, really well.
Let's
do the biggie.
Let's do the biggie. Okay, let's move on to the gold Logie category.
Yes.
Because there's a little bit of push and shove because two people from the One TV show have been nominated with Carrie Bickmore and Waleed Ali from The Project, both being nominated for the Gold Logie. And I would love to see either of them win, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I love Carrie so much. He's so talented. But Waleed, he's just leaps and bounds that
bloke
for the last couple of years.
And I know not everyone's always going to agree with everything that people don't agree with everything that we say, you know?
No,
but
certainly not.
I feel like everything Waleed says on The Project, I'm like, yes, get out of my head, Waleed.
I agree.
He's always on point, in my opinion.
I completely agree. You watch one of his videos from The Project of a little package he's put together for 5 or 10 minutes, and you're like, just go for Prime Minister, Waleed.
Yes, yes.
You're just killing it.
I know. Actually, I hope he wins.
Yeah,
yep.
I think Carrie does as well. She was quoted as saying that she's like, I'm still basking last year's win. I'd love Waleed to win.
Yeah, they're not the only two nominated.
No, of course not.
Essie Davis from Murder Mysteries something.
Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Grant Denyer is nominated. Scott Cam and Lee Lin Chin from the SBS?
SBS Lin Chin. It'd be pretty amazing if she won because, again, she's become some form of cult icon as well.
Yeah, she's got a big following for
That's
sure.
Right. And Scott Cam, he's won his. Grant Denyer, I don't think Family Feud's enough to win.
I don't think Scott Cam's doing enough to be able to win, to be honest.
Well, he's won a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm still a big fan of Scott Cam.
Waleed.
I'd love to see Waleed
Me
win
too.
For The Project. And if not, Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore.
All right.
So we'll have to wait and see. They are next month on the 8th.
Very exciting.
April, May. 8th of May. That one.
May. Give it up. This is Scoopla. Ready, go. Raise your hand if you hate cardio. Yeah.
I did some yesterday.
What did you do?
Went to the gym. No biggie. That happened.
Well.
Me and my girlfriend went together. We're adorable.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I don't think that's adorable. That's annoying.
We sweated up a storm together, Amber.
Ew. Anyway, just like you, Taylor Swift hates cardio. But damn, she can rap. I've been listening to heaps of rap this weekend.
Put your hands down.
So
you don't have to do rap hands when you say the word rap, okay?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Anyway. I used to work at a hip-hop station. No rap hands. They don't need to be done.
Well, they helped me get my message
No, they
across.
Don't.
Taylor Swift has teamed up with Apple Music for a new campaign, and you can see her rapping to Drake, his song Jumpman. I don't get into Drake very much.
No, me neither.
But there's always little videos going around on the internet of people singing Drake songs.
Okay.
And I like them. I don't want to listen to a whole Drake song, but I do like what I do see. So she's on a treadmill. She's singing Jumpman by Drake. She says, man, I hate cardio. And then she gets going. So remember, this is like she's teamed up with Beats and Apple Music for this.
Yep.
And while she's running on the treadmill, she gets super into it. And then she falls off. Take a listen.
It's a pretty funny ad, I will give it to her.
It is very funny. We'll tweet out the link at 995starFM on Twitter.
I particularly enjoyed the caption she put on it, which was inspired by true events.
Yes, I love that. I actually can't run on the treadmill. Like, I can...
What can you do? Sit and eat a snack on it? Anyone can do that, ever.
I would love to do that on the treadmill. Like, really stick it to the treadmill. Like, well, I'm just going to sit here and eat a snack.
Yeah, no, that'd stick it to that treadmill.
I can only walk, like, really fast.
Why can't you run on it?
Well, because I run like a bit of a dinosaur, like a T-Rex. Like, bah. I'm just way too unco to run
okay.
on the treadmill. So I have to walk really fast, almost to the point of running.
Don't you drag T-Rexes down with you, Amber. They are the perfect killing machine, and you are a numpty who can't use a treadmill.
Can't run on the treadmill.
Okay, I guess.
I can walk.
You can sit on it.
Actually, I'm not even confident that I could run, like, on the ground. Like, I'm not even that confident.
You're scared you'll fall off the earth?
Scared that, yeah, I'll fall into the earth.
Yeah, just open up and swallow you.
Break my face. That's not cool.
Amber, you still haven't got the internet put on at your house yet?
No.
Oh, good gracious. How do you even do this job?
With great ease. Very naturally.
I'll listen to it.
Comes just naturally.
Well, did you enjoy Telstra's free data day yesterday?
I did.
Yes, they've had a couple of network problems and they reward the masses with a day of free data. And people like Amber throw caution to the wind and just go nuts.
Yes, I did. Like you said, Billows, because we don't have the internet on at our new house yet.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll be like, I love Snapchat.
Yes.
I want to use Snapchat all the time.
Yep.
And I will have to stop myself from looking at everyone's stories.
Yes.
Yesterday, just went ham.
Just went
ham. I was
ham.
Looking at everyone's stories, watched my own story like 19 times because it was hilarious.
I believe that 100% because you are notorious for sitting there watching your own story and just laughing like
reliving,
you're the funniest person on the planet.
Reliving the funny moments that I choose to put on my story. I love it.
You do love yourself. No one's arguing that, Amber.
Nothing wrong with loving yourself. You should love yourself, Sunraysia.
Don't you quote Justin Bieber.
What?
Let it sink in.
Oh, no, I get it.
Oh,
I just don't believe that Justin Bieber, like, coined that phrase.
Oh, no, but I think...
Anyway.
apparently, there was some network dramas because too many people were going ham on their own Snapchat stories, basically.
Right.
A lot of YouTubing going on, a lot of people going, I can set up a little hotspot and download things from my laptop for free.
Yeah, I feel like this should have been something that they thought about. Like, of course, that was it was going to happen. Everyone was going to go nuts on the free data day.
Well, apparently early in the day, you were able to get 59 megasecond. Later that day, you were able to get 35 megasecond. And then as the day wore on, speeds were reported as low as 4.8 megabytes a second.
So that's all mumbo jumbo to me. I don't really understand what's happening.
Well, it started off at 59 and it finished at 5.
Okay.
You get numbers though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
I don't like your tone, mister.
59 greater than 5.
I would think 5 is like faster than 59.
Why in God's name would you think that? Do I need some sort of pie chart here?
No, don't worry about it.
Some form of...
Just all I needed to do was YouTube puppy videos.
And you were content?
Yeah. Well, some Kanye film clips. Fine.
Like, you were fine.
Yeah.
Well, okay, apparently Mildura wasn't too bad, so that's good to know.
That is good.
But yeah, some people were definitely upset, but obviously locally it wasn't too bad, so that's good.
Don't be too upset, guys. Like, how can you complain? You were getting a day of free data.
Yeah, but it was to make up for a day of rubbishness.
Yeah, but you got a bit greedy and your internet went slow.
But what if you weren't one of the greedy people? What if you were just like, oh, I'm going to look at the YouTubes today?
That's what I did.
And
I was fine.
If it was slow as hell, you're not being greedy. You're just like, oh, I'm just getting a bad day now.
Yeah.
I didn't have any dramas.
No.
I think locally it sounds like it was all right, so that's good for us.
Yay!
Sucks for anyone else.
This is Scoopla. Oh, poor Bryn Edelston has revealed that her divorce from Jeffrey Edelston has left her in a tough financial position.
Oh, because she's become accustomed to a certain way of living and now she has to get a job?
Cut back.
Yeah.
That's right. So apparently the lawyers are chasing Bryn for $70,000 in unpaid fees as she waits for a divorce settlement. And they've actually begun bankruptcy proceedings against her.
Yeah.
She says there's no appropriate word for it other than I've been screwed. Bryn tells the Herald Sun. She says it's been really stressful and tough and she feels very frustrated. No doubt it's stressful and tough.
Oh, I don't doubt those things for a second. But if you've got $70,000 in lawyers or lawyer fees, what job have you been doing for the last decade?
Mm.
If you can answer me that question, then, because from what I can see, she's been a socialite.
That's
and
right.
And from all reports, that doesn't pay very well.
Yeah, so she's...
It's one of those volunteer gigs that only the rich people get.
Yeah, Bryn showed off her fabulous lifestyle on the reality show My Bejazzled Life.
Bejazzled.
Yeah, she's been like, she's always on the red carpet wearing custom couture designs.
Yeah, because she had a multi-millionaire husband.
Yeah. She has also spoken about the apartment that she now lives in. She says it's nothing special, but it's got a great balcony. That's important.
Oh, yeah.
In life.
No, that's right.
You need to have a good balcony.
Sounds like she's still living outside of her means.
She says, I've learned to live on a budget and not be so silly with my money. I've cut back the cost of living dramatically. Jeffrey Edelston told the Sunday Herald Sun that he does not believe he owes Bryn anything further. He says, she probably owes me because I gave her millions. So they got married in 2009. They split in 2014.
Did they get married that long ago?
Yeah.
Didn't
they split in 2014. No, you're thinking of when Jeffrey married Gabby Greco.
Thank you.
Almost immediately after he divorced with Bryn.
Right, okay. Now, before I go on, I will admit I just confused those two people.
Yep.
Did all my comments about being a socialite apply to...
She's still a socialite.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Bryn's still... Bryn's
then
like
I stand by all of it.
33 years old.
Yes.
And... I think when they split up, Jeffrey married Gabby Greco, who from memory is my age, so early to mid-20s.
Right.
Is this Gabby Greco, and apparently they are now separating as well. So
yeah.
Just...
Do you consider yourself early or mid-20s?
I think I'm like mid-20s now.
Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah. I just wanted to check that. When you said early to mid, I'm like, oh, someone's trying to hold on to their youth.
Youth like 25 is like so old.
Don't get me wrong. I claimed mid-20s till I was 29 and a half.
Yep.
Late 20s came the day before my 30th birthday.
Yeah, suddenly I'm in my mid-20s and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
I was 19 a minute ago.
Yep.
What happened? Yeah.
Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away.
So old.
No, not at all. So for all you stars, gossip and hype, head along to starfm.com.au/Mildura. Hit the Scoopla link. And if you too were confused between Bryn Edelston and Gabby Greco, there's photos of both of those people on Scoopla right now where you can go and have a look.
Jeffrey Edelston may have a type. That's all we're saying. Young, dumb and blonde.
Hey, we know Friday was April Fool's Day.
Yes.
And by the time we got off air at 9, along come all the jokes. And so we had to wait all weekend. So now I can talk about one of the biggest April Fool's fails.
So many of my friends said they were pregnant. You're all hilarious.
That's so insensitive. I'm not even like...
Won't start on why that's a bad idea.
Yeah, if I had have seen one pregnancy April Fool's thing, they would have automatically been deleted from my life. Anyway, Google's minion mic drop. Have you heard about the Gmail mic drop minion?
I just hate everything. Not everything to do with the minions. I'm sure the movie is fine.
Like, unless you're four... Then you don't need minions in your life?
I just don't know why every meme on the internet has to have a minion on it. Or like, here's something funny I came up with. I'm going to put it with some minions. Or Will Ferrell for some reason.
Yeah, I don't have kids, No. I don't get the menu.
I can't blame kids for this.
Anyway, Gmail set up two buttons. So they had a send button. So, you know, you're sending an email. Blah, 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 blah. You press send, or they added an additional send button, which was there was a blue button for send and the orange button automatically added the Minion mic drop GIF to the end of the email.
Oh, so they were right next to each other.
Easily
send one without... Oh, dear.
One user wrote to Gmail and said, "Hey, Gmail, thanks. You ruined my chances of getting this job by sending my resume. My fat fingers accidentally pressed the wrong button." Boom, Minion mic drop. I did see one example, and this is terrible. Someone typing in, condolences on your loss. Oh. I'm so sorry to hear your loss. At the end of the email, there's a Minion doing a mic drop.
Don't
laugh, Amber. You know, you're a horrible person.
No, that you're not a horrible person for laughing at that. You didn't kill him. I used to have a job in a former life where I would have to hire and fire people, and I'd pour through resumes, mm-hmm. and I'd find myself getting really judgy on certain things.
Yeah.
If your email signature had a whole heap of little sparkly things on it, that's not going to look favourably on you.
No.
I got to the point of being so petty with, if you had a Hotmail address with a wacky name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so...
I mean, by the time you're old enough to start applying for jobs...
You need an email
change
address.
Change your email. Get a professional email.
You need one with your name on it.
Yes.
Not Princess Jennifer at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
I'm not hiring you, Princess Jennifer, unless you're actually royalty and you can prove it.
Go out of your way to make a new email address. But maybe in some cases, some bosses reading the resumes that got the Minion mic drop might have seen it and been like, that's on Gmail, not on this person. And maybe it made it stand out a little bit. Like, let's try to put a positive spin on it. Maybe someone, rather than not getting a job, actually got the job because of the Minion mic drop.
Jeez, I don't know, though. Don't know if there'd be too many of those stories.
You would know about the story by now.
Well, I hadn't heard about it till today. You telling me is the first I'm hearing of it. So if I was still in that previous life and saw that resume, I'd be like... Oh, wow, you're a little cocky for my liking.
Yeah, people are
I
not.
I think you're going to be hard work.
Yeah, mic drop.
Mm. Mm.
So they're fixing it. Gmail claimed it was a bug and blah, blah, blah.
You are full of it, Gmail. You're trying to make a joke. And Google's usually pretty good with these things.
Yeah.
Like, they're socially conscious.
Yeah.
To do that, that's not real well thought out. Amber, the 2016 iHeart Radio Awards were on yesterday in the US. Did you get an invite?
No, I do Heart Radio, though.
So do I. It pays my mortgage, yet I didn't get an invite to this either. Interesting.
Interesting.
A lot of other people did.
Yeah.
Some would argue bigger names, such as Taylor Swift. She did pretty well. She picked up 4 awards for the night.
Right.
Now, I'm going to get back to Taylor Swift's awards, actually, because one of them upset me. Song of the Year, Adele, Hello.
Great.
Much deserved.
Yes.
Male Artist of the Year, Justin Bieber. All right, he's had a big year.
Yep.
Group of the Year, Maroon 5.
What?
Yeah, I know. Have they done anything this year? I have no idea.
Who is Adam Levine paying? He just keeps winning these awards, like Sexiest Guy Alive. And
we've been holding on to that one for a while.
Best
I think
group.
That was a few years ago.
What's Maroon 5 done this year?
Don't look at me. I got no idea.
Sorry.
The Maroon Innovator Award? Went to U2, that was presented to them by Pharrell Williams, and they were really humble. They were like, it's good that some blokes with drums and a guitar and a bass can still pick up an Innovator Award.
Yeah.
So, they were pretty happy with themselves. Rock Artist of the Year, Foo Fighters, Dance Artist of the Year, Calvin Harris, Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Drake.
Okay.
All right. Hip Hop Song of the Year, Drake Hotline Bling. Really?
Oh, Song of the Year. Oh. Hip-hop
song of the year.
Okay.
Because I can just imagine Hotline Bling blasting through the hood. Back to Taylor Swift's awards.
Yep.
Album of the Year, 1989. She picked that up.
Yep.
Congratulations. Well done. Big album.
Maybe should have gone to Adele, though.
I'd probably argue the same thing, considering she didn't she outsell it in a week?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Female Artist of the Year, Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Again, could be argued.
Mm-hmm.
Adele probably could have taken that as well.
Just should have been the iHeart Adele Awards.
Well, it wasn't. It was closer to the iHeart Tay Tay Awards.
Yes.
Best Tour, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Didn't go, won't speculate. This is the one I wanted to talk about, Amber. Taylor Swift picked up an award for the Blank Space video that we were just watching online just before.
Yep.
For the most memeable moment. That's an award at a grown-up awards show.
Uh-huh.
Most memeable moment. So
does that mean that like there have been many a meme created from that film clip?
That's all I can assume. Like, it's like, oh, look at this video. They can get some memes from this one. And she had to go up and receive a trophy that said most memeable moment.
Right.
As an artist, wouldn't that annoy the hell out of you?
I reckon it would, actually.
I'd be like, I sold millions of copies of this album.
Mm-hmm.
I released several singles. All of them were critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
And you're going to give me an award for most memeable moment. A screenshot where someone can write a funny caption. You're going to give me a trophy for this.
Mm.
That annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, more than Taylor Swift winning all these awards.
Well, you know, she is a very deserving artist.
Yeah. It doesn't mean I like her, but
no.
Most men, that's
yeah.
Just a ridiculous award.
This is Scoopla.
It has been quite a busy week for Iggy Azalea.
What's she been up to? She hasn't been in the news a lot lately.
Well, there was reports going around last week that her fiancé, Nick Young, cheated on her with, like, an 18-year-old.
Oh, dear.
There was, like, a video came out and he was...
A video?
No, there was... I think it was audio of him telling his mate that, yeah, he had...
I was going to say, because audio sex tapes are the worst sex tapes. Come on.
No.
Everyone's carrying a video with them right now, video camera. You're carrying around a little dictaphone to record your sex tape. Come on. Come on. Get with the times.
No. So, you know, people have been talking about that, and now the IRS just rolled on in and claiming that she owes $400,000.
Oh, Iggy hasn't been paying her tax.
In unpaid taxes. So from 2014, they're saying that these unpaid taxes are from. That was a huge year for Iggy Azalea.
Oh, yeah. That was her fancy year.
Yeah. And since her new album, the new classic... has dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she better head down, bum up, and get that $400,000 paid off.
Well, if she's got a bill of $400,000, think about what she must have earned.
Yeah.
Quite a great deal more.
Yeah.
So, and if she hasn't paid that tax, then she should have heaps of money.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. She should be able to cut a check tomorrow.
Yeah. Does she tour? Do people go to her tours?
I'd be surprised if people didn't go to her tours. Mm. Like, I don't know, she might plan one if she's got this new album.
Yeah.
But no, people would definitely go to her tour. Not me.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the money in my pocket.
To be honest, yeah. Billows, I moved house maybe 3 months ago.
Yeah, something like that, sometime in the new year.
And when I did, my mother-in-law... brings round a cute little succulent, like a little housewarming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just like a, welcome to your new house.
That's nice.
Here's a succulent. I managed to kill it.
Of course you did.
I don't know how, because I'm led to believe that succulents are quite sturdy.
Yeah, but I know how.
Yeah. It's
your rubbish.
Well, I was like, oh, well, I don't even need to water it. And when I did water it, it would only be a little bit and very rarely.
So where'd you keep the succulent?
Like, it's inside.
Yeah,
in
no,
a well
no,
lit. In my dining room.
In the dining room.
Yeah.
See, I feel you maybe should have put it somewhere near the sink so that it caught. So that you'd think to water it more.
Mm. Well, didn't do that. Anyway, it died yesterday, went to Bunnings, and in spirit of my mother in law, I bought myself a new pot plant.
Well done.
Yeah.
Are you not setting yourself up for an endless cycle of death?
No, because. I'm going to look after it. I am taking taking bets on how long it will take me to kill this beautiful pot plant. It's a gorgeous flower. I bought like a little ceramic pot that I've put it in as well. So, yeah.
I could save you so much heartache.
Mm.
Instead of going to Bunnings, you should have gone to Cheapest Chips,
mm-hmm.
where they sell plastic plants.
I was actually looking in Kmart yesterday.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I'd, like a new plant. I'll look after it this time. Thanks, Jill. And I looked at, like, the fake ones, and I was like, $20? No.
Yeah, but you're just going to send, like I said, this is an endless cycle where you're going to spend $10 every 3 months on a new succulent that you've killed.
It's not even a succulent. It's more demanding than a succulent, my new plant.
Oh, rookie.
No, you know what? I'm going to look after it. I'm going to keep it alive.
I really wish that for a housewarming present I bought you a plastic plant and didn't tell you it was plastic, just to watch you be really smug when
and
you
I'd
kept
be like,
it alive.
Look at this plant. It is flourishing.
I've watered it, I've trimmed it, and look at them like, you trimmed it? You shouldn't have trimmed it. That ain't gonna end well.
Taking bets how long it will take. It took me 3 months to kill a succulent.
I'd say it's dead already.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
Pillows, remember when Kim Kardashian broke the internet with that paper magazine cover?
How many times is this family gonna tell me they broke the internet?
Well, they're not telling you. I'm reminding you of the time that they claimed that that happened.
Yeah, but they claimed it last week as well.
So Kylie Jenner is the latest Kardashian Jenner to be on the cover of Paper Magazine.
Okay.
These people seem to really love the Kardashians.
Has anyone ever bought Paper Magazine? Like, I've never even seen it. Is it just online?
I honestly have no idea. It's a very artistic and they, like, artsy. They're into photography and
that's
stuff.
Why they got Kim Kardashian to take her clothes off and stand there naked. Very artsy.
I don't think she was naked in that. Anyway.
Isn't that the one we were just...
What? The one and she had like the champagne glass
yeah.
on her bum and like...
Wasn't she wearing no clothes?
Oh, yep. No, you're right.
Sorry, that's what I meant by naked. I should have been clearer.
Anyway, everyone's talking about Kylie Jenner's lips in this New York Paper magazine cover.
Okay.
Can you see this picture?
I can. She looks, yeah, like she's maybe a bit of collagen in there, but it could just be some very fancy makeup.
She has admitted to having lip fillers before.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing.
She wouldn't be the first girl to do it.
No, absolutely not. Whatever makes you happy, Kylie Jenner. But people are worried that she's going bigger and bigger and bigger and she's just going to soon, her whole face will just be lips. They're worried. Like, it's a genuine concern the world has.
Yeah, well,
it's
I mean,
right up there
we are...
with, like, poverty, disease,
yeah.
Kylie Jenner's lips.
I'm pretty sure it's going to come up at one of the UN summits this year, Kylie Jenner's lips.
So in the picture, you can check it out at 99.5StarFM on Twitter. I'll tweet out the pic so you can check it for yourself. But the picture, she's wearing, like, a pink wig, but it's, like... Like it looks like solid.
Oh,
like
right, it looks okay.
Like a plastic.
Yeah, more like
wig.
More like a prop than a wig.
Totally. And her lips are big. Like, I think she looks gorgeous. But...
Oh, totally. But, like, I've seen firsthand some girls who are very handy with lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like, did you just have some form of cosmetic surgery in there? And they're just that good with lipstick.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I can just paint on.
Yes.
And you're like, shouldn't it? Some girls will go too far and look like a sad clown.
Yes.
But others, and
yes.
I think Kylie Jenner would be in that boat.
Kylie Jenner definitely overlines her lips.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. And
I just thought
she
it was sorcery.
No, she has admitted to having lip fillers
yeah.
before. Anyway, at 99.5StarFM is where you can head. I'll tweet out that picture now. You can look at it for yourself. I think she looks gorgeous, but just... Cool it on the lips.
Calm down, yep. Kylie Jenner.
For all you stars, gossip and hype, head along to starfm.com.au/Mildura.
Amber, I would love to know how old the man is in this next story because it involves him being berated by his mother.
Okay.
Oh, this is so good.
Okay.
A bloke, I don't know where, I don't know how old. He shared a picture on Facebook, and it's a meninist post. It's like a feminist, but for men, because it is hard being a man, Amber.
So hard being a guy. Oh. I feel so bad for all the blokes.
All right,
I do think about that.
I'm sure you do. Now, the meme he shared mm-hmm. was labelled, "What it takes to be attractive." And for the man, it says, "Be ripped, have stable job, have money, be clean, dress well, smell good, be dad material, pay for dates, be confident." And under woman, it says, "Don't be too fat."
Ooh, that's not very
yeah,
nice, is it?
That's not very nice at all. Oh, woe is this guy. Life's been so bad to him.
I know.
His mum starts commenting, "I am so angry at you right now.
Oh,
take this down. This is going to be a conversation. You think this is true? You are selfish enough and deluded enough to believe this garbage?"
This is the guy's mum.
First comment.
Amazing.
Oh, she ain't done.
She's not finished.
"By these standards, son, I guess I'm unattractive and don't do a bad word thing for you. Oh, you and I have got a goddamn lunch date."
She is mad.
She ain't done. I wouldn't worry about any other girl's response here. Mine should enlighten you. And I've screenshotted this for our further viewing pleasure and future learning tool.
Do you think the guy was, like, sitting there, like, freaking out watching his mum post this stuff? Like, how embarrassing, first of all.
I hope so.
And, like, you've just made yourself look like a total fool.
Yep.
In front of all your cool Facebook friends.
He's done the worst thing that can be done, and that is not only making your mum disappointed, but mad as well.
Yes.
If you do both those things, I mean, being disappointed. I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm disappointed and mad.
Yeah.
She is about to release the Kraken.
Yeah.
You do not know the wrath of mad times disappointed.
Well, he could add, don't disappoint your mum to the list of things that men need to do.
I think you should have known that one.
Yeah.
Rookie. Amber, did you catch the Netflix series Making a Murderer?
Yes.
I thought you did. It was a very much talked about. A lot of people watched it.
Yes.
Well, there's going to be a new docuseries. I don't believe it's Making a Murderer branded, but it's going to be directed by Martin Sheen, who is Charlie Sheen's father, but also a legendary actor in his own right.
Yep.
He was the president in The West Wing.
Okay.
That's probably, I'd say that's one of his most famous roles.
All right.
I thought he was fairly sane as far as Sheen's go. As in, I thought he'd be constantly there just shaking his head at what Charlie was doing, and he was the normal one.
Just older, wiser.
Yeah.
Dad.
Well, he's going to be producing a docuseries.
I'm so excited.
That's going to argue the point that O.J. Simpson is innocent.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to say he reckons he's got enough evidence to prove that O.J. Simpson did not murder his ex-wife or her partner, and that the real killer is still at large, and that he's going to speculate as to who the actual killer is, to the point that he thinks he can get a new case opened.
Right. So there has been a lot of talk about the OJ case in the last, let's say, month.
Yes.
With
The People versus OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Starring Cuba Gooding Jr. and David Schwimmer.
Yep.
And it was John Travolta. It was a big cast. I haven't got around to watching it yet.
So he was eventually acquitted of that, though, wasn't he?
He was acquitted in a criminal court. He was convicted in... He was found negligent in a civil court. I won't get into the ins and outs, but basically, in a criminal court, you need to be convicted beyond reasonable doubt. Civil court, it's a little more...
But I think
it's fairly obvious you did it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So he had to pay a whole heap of money to his ex-wife's family, and these days he's in jail for unrelated things.
Yes.
So, in the new year, I'd say we're going to see it. I think they're still making it at the moment. It's called Hard Evidence, OJ is Innocent, directed and produced by Martin Sheen. Keep an eye out for it. Amber, can you give me the basic rundown of what happens in a pedicure?
Right. You sit with your feet in a tub.
Okay.
Because pedicure's for your feet.
Yes. I got that bit.
Right.
That's about where my knowledge ends.
Sit with your feet in, like, a little water tub, and they give them a soak, and then they give them a bit of rub. Maybe some oil.
It's all sounding
massage.
Very relaxing at this point.
Yeah?
You sound unsure.
I don't like them.
You don't like them?
Yeah. I do my own.
Do you have a foot thing?
Not really.
No.
I just do my own.
Okay.
Because it's not relaxing enough for me. Like, it freaks me out a little bit.
Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough. You might.
But I don't have a foot thing.
No.
And I'm not in denial about it. I know it sounds like have a foot thing.
Amber has a knee thing that she's quite proud of. Like, she doesn't argue it. I believe her that she doesn't have a foot thing.
Yeah, I would tell you guys if I had a foot thing. And I don't. I'm not lying.
This story out of Los Angeles, it's about a woman who got a pedicure, and there's a line in it that it doesn't seem like something a pedicurist should be doing. She's getting the usual pedicure stuff that you explained.
The soak and the rub.
Yeah. Then here's this line of this. An employee used a pair of scissors to cut in between the plaintiff's fourth and fifth toe on her left foot.
Ow.
Should a pedicurist be doing incisions?
No.
I didn't think so.
What?
And I'm guessing a court in LA is going to agree when, after using this pair of scissors, the plaintiff got an infection and lost her pinky toe.
Of course she did.
Yeah, they cut her off and she went, that doesn't feel quite right. So they stopped, whizzed her off to hospital, and they went, that's infected, let's whip that toe off.
Oh, no.
So she just wanted to get the tooties looking $1 million, and now she's one little piggy down.
Yeah.
So there she's in court at the moment. Because
it's intense, isn't it?
If I went to just get a little bit of a foot massage and maybe a new shade on the nails.
Yeah.
And lost a toe.
So maybe she was trying to, like, you know, trim up her tootsie nails and then, like, they do a file and then a paint.
Mm.
Is it possible that, like, this manicurist could have just, like, accidentally...
I don't know. It does say an employee used a pair of scissors to cut in between the toes. It makes it sound like that was her intention.
Ow!
Like, I don't know if she's saying, you've got crazy toe webbing, let me do something about that. So... You can add that to the list of things I'm terrified of happening to me.
Yes.
I will never get a pedicure.
Do your own pedicures.
I'll probably just continue doing nothing, I'd say. My feet are perfect.
Wow. I just...
Perfect!
Okay, right.
Amber, I've been recently vocal about Rihanna's song Work. It's currently number 22 on the ARIA charts and on its way down. It peaked at number 5 and now it's done its dash.
I know how badly you want to hear it.
Work, 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 work. You see me,
what is she saying?
Work, 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 work. You see me do me
stop
da,
moving
da,
like that.
Don't mind it. It's catchy.
It's catchy.
Yep.
Sing along to it.
Work, 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 work,
yep.
Work. See me, me, na, 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 na.
I'm just looking around at all the things I could throw at you right now versus what's too heavy, what's too expensive, what I'm going to need throughout the day. And
catchy. Don't care what you say.
Oh, it's just awful. Chris Hemsworth has been on the BBC to do a dramatic reading so that we can finally get to the bottom of what the damn hell the lyrics are of Rihanna's Work.
Yes, please.
I'd love his voice.
Yes.
It's just perfect.
Yes.
Let's hear what Chris Hemsworth has to say about it.
Work, 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 work.
Is that God?
Yeah. He said me happy. Work, work.
He said me happy?
Work, work, work. He see me do me. Dirt, 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 dirt. So put me in. Work, 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 work. When you are gone, learn, 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 learn. Me not care if him hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurting.
Wow.
At least there are a couple of sentences in there, he confirmed for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, how good's his voice?
So good.
Just want to rub it on my skin.
Now that we know the words to work.
Work, 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 work. You send me happy work, 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 work.
Still makes no sense whatsoever. Hemsworth went on to say, it just drummed up a lot of feelings, emotions and past experiences. It just makes you want to get out and work, doesn't it? Hear that, kids? Get a job. How good is Hemsworth?
Oh, he's so good.
Way better than Rihanna's song.
Oh.
Give it up. This is Scooper.
A great segment on the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show is the lip sync battle.
Yes.
Where he gets a special guest. And they lip sync a couple of songs, and it is a competition.
So, can you clarify for me, Jimmy Fallon's lip sync and LL Cool J's lip sync are two different things?
Two different things.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I have a lip sync thing as well.
You do?
Yes.
Sometimes confused with those two.
I agree.
Yours at the Sets on a Thursday night.
Sets on Thursday nights, that's right. Anyway, so obviously quite trendy. It's a trendy thing to do.
Yes. All the cool kids are doing it.
But it's a lot of fun. So, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, she's great.
Was on the Jimmy Fallon show, decided to participate in the lip sync battle. So Jimmy Fallon's done Zayn's pillow talk.
Because, of course.
He had a prop, like he had a pillow, and it was, you know, it was kind of funny. Jimmy, nice try. Out comes Melissa McCarthy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's what she said.
So I'm obviously going to close with a song from the Pocahontas soundtrack.
Obviously.
Because, of course.
Colors of the Wind.
She closed with Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas.
Yeah, obviously.
The B Disney movie.
And then mid lip sync, so she's lip syncing away.
Yeah.
Some glitter starts flying out.
Oh.
Some streamers starts flying, and she's just getting like absolutely pummeled with glitter and streamers, stuffed toys like a toy coyote's been thrown in the wind. Amazing.
That's pretty great.
Check out the full video at 99.5 Star FM on Twitter.
Do you like Pocahontas?
I did like Pocahontas. Not my fave.
I think that's, it's a good Disney movie. It's not a great Disney movie. Can I tell you something? Like, you know how it's based on a true story. Loosely based, yes. Let's say, on a true story. If you were to take all the facts into consideration, at the end of the movie Pocahontas, she's 11 years old.
Ooh.
Historically speaking.
Yes.
So, just keep that in mind next time you pop Pocahontas on. You go, what a love story. She's how old?
Yep.
11?
I was still playing with Lego when I was 11.
Yeah, well, she was playing with John Smith. At...
Oh, wow.
That's the way the story goes. Read your history book.
Billows.
Yes.
How would you be? You're just walking down the street one day, someone comes up and just gives you $1,000 cash.
Okay.
They've got it in their hand.
And they just hand it to me. Yep. Obligation free.
Yep.
They don't need me to take a parcel to the airport or something like that.
Nope.
Just here's $1,000, go about your business.
Yep.
That'd be an awesome day.
Wouldn't it?
I would love that to happen. I wish it happens today.
Well, Channel 9's morning show, Random Acts of Cash segment.
Okay.
Did just that. So this guy giving away $1,000 just on the street, walks up to this girl.
Yes.
Like a young woman.
Yes.
Gives her $1,000 cash and she doesn't want it.
Who doesn't want $1,000?
Gives it back. Take a listen.
Okay, well, there's $1,000 for you.
You won't take it.
You don't want the $1,000. No! Really? It's real money. You'll have it. Okay, looks like this guy's going to have a cab. What's your name? Oh, nice to meet you, my friend. What would you do with $1,000 that's just being knocked back by somebody else?
Spend it well.
Spend it well. What are you going to spend it on, my friend?
Probably a couple of bills.
A couple of bills, yeah, that's a good thing to go towards for me. There you go.
A nearby passer-buyer walks up and goes, I'll have it. She doesn't want it, I'll take it.
Poor girl probably thought she was being propositioned for something.
I know.
She's like, I've seen those videos on the internet. You start at $1,000 and then you keep offering me more money to take my clothes off and I'm not doing that.
Doesn't want to do it.
I'm out.
So she just moseys off to the bus stop.
Poor girl sits down
at the bus stop. I know, but this guy just walking past like, I'll have it.
I would be that second guy.
Yeah.
Early bird might get the worm, Amber, but the second mouse gets the cheese. Keep that in mind, kids.
Oh, good one.
Keep that in mind. Like, that's how I've lived my life.
Yesterday, I mean, we always talk about how we love giving things away.
Yes.
It's like one of the favourite parts of my job.
I mean, Telstra Angels coming up.
Yeah.
We've also, I mean, yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we were out on the corner of 8th Street and Lime.
Yes.
In Sunraysia, thanks to PFD giving away Maxi Bonds.
These new iced coffee Maxi Bonds, and some people are like, yeah, free iced coffee. And some people avoid you like you're selling the paintball or want to talk to them about religion. They're just automatically, and I'd be that person. I'd be like, no thanks. Oh, I'm obviously on my telephone right now.
Yeah.
I can't talk to you, crazy person.
I do that, though. Like, oh, I avoid those people. Just get out and, like, I'm quickly texting someone. Like, my phone's still locked, but I'm just like...
Yeah, that's right. I'm very busy. I've got to get back to work. I'm sorry. It's 11 in the morning. I'm at the supermarket.
So, guys, seize the opportunities. When someone's giving away free stuff in the street, just take it.
Or if they're selling your paintball, just look busy on your phone.
Hey, Billows.
Yes.
Remember this little jingle?
My dad picks the fruit that goes through
cotties. I do.
To make the cordial.
The cotties cordial ad, hey?
I certainly do remember that one from my childhood.
Well, it's official. Cordial is dead.
Oh. See, it makes me sad because cordial is delicious.
Yes.
But I think nutritionists all around Australia are going, good, it's full of sugar and it's horrible for you.
Because it's so concentrated, it's so full of sugar. Like, you might have a little dash of cordial, but it can equate to the same as having a soft drink or a fizzy drink. Like,
and I mean, let's be honest, who's putting a dash in? Let's be honest here, people. About a third.
No, that's way too much. Anyway, so once a childhood staple, shoppers are now abandoning Aussie icon cotties and other colourful cordials. So people are health conscious these days. Yeah. You know, we're very coconut watery.
Oh, God. I am not coconut watery. I live on coffee and milk.
But this is, it's a sad day.
My dad picks the
Everyone
fruit
sing along. And of course, we've got the iconic cotties building here in Sunraysia.
When you were a kid, this might... I'm apprehensive to say this because I think I'm going to be left out on an island completely on my own. Please rescue me if you need to. Did you ever change the words to the Coddies song to,
my...
to my dad picks his nose that goes to Snotties?
No!
I can't believe I said that. 13, 12, 16. Did anyone else say that?
No, I tell you, we're reminiscing about our favourite jingles, right? I grew up in Mildura. I'm a proud local.
Yes.
And this was always my favourite jingle. And I know every word. The Mildura Party Hire jingle.
It is because of Amber's love of that ad that I now know every word as well. 13, 12, 16, Amber.
Mm.
We want to hear from you. What jingle from your childhood did you love?
What's your fave jingle?
And did you change the words to the Coddy song?
My dad picks his nose.
It goes to Snotties.
Oh, so grown up.
I was a child!
13, 12, 16. Give us a ring and let us know what your favourite jingle is. Let's reminisce in spirit of Coddies.
Yes.
A new article come out today saying that Coddies cordial is dunzos.
On the way out.
Australians just aren't buying, consuming cordial like they used to.
That's right. I mean, no, actually, we do still have cordial in our house.
I've still got cordial in my cupboard right now at home, yeah. Every now and then, just...
You're right, it's just a sometimes drink.
Yeah, like, oh, absolutely. Everything in moderation. But to, you know, commemorate, we've all got memories of this. My dad is the fruit that goes through Coddies. The old Coddies jingle, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to relive, do you want to share with us how you guys used to sing the Coddies jingle?
My dad picks his nose that goes to Snotties.
Very grown up.
I was a child. Stop saying it's not grown up when I was the definition of not grown up.
So my favourite jingle growing up, I grew up here in the streets of Sunraysia. I grew up in a house, I'm not going to lie.
You grew up in Merbein.
It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
What, the streets of Sunraysia? Yeah, you would have, you little
this
street rat.
This is my favourite. Know all the words.
You probably robbed Mildura Party Hire, you little street rat. We can get some free chairs from them. What are we going to do with that?
Look, when I was 12, Merbein's a long way away from Mildura Party Hire.
Yeah, you ever dinked a smoke machine back to Merbein on a pushy?
Oh, so we did get a Facebook inbox from Kyle. Thanks for that, mate.
Couldn't call us, mate.
Yeah, I don't know where
all right.
I don't know where Kyle is, but he remembers this one.
Yes!
Like I do not know what is happening right now.
It was a Gatorade ad with Michael Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was at the peak of Michael Jordan's just amazingness.
Brilliant.
And, yeah, that's basically the theme song to my life because, let's be honest, everyone wants to be like Mike. My real name's Michael, if people don't know that bit. I just realised people might not get that reference.
You fully would have jammed out to that.
Oh,
hey.
Loved that ad. It's got Mike in it. It's got Michael Jordan on the video. Oh, it's the best.
Gatorade's delicious.
Sure.
Thanks for that, Kyle.
Keep them coming in. You can feel free if you don't want to be on the radio. Inboxes, the jingles from your childhood. We'd love to hear from you.
Calling all bogans.
Present.
Yes, also present. If you're a bogan or you know a bogan,
yeah.
Seek. Job website is seeking a professional bogan.
Oh, okay. This is one of the few jobs my resume might work for.
I agree. I don't even have to update mine.
Yeah, what's it paying?
I don't know that, actually.
Oh, that's going to be a factor here. Come on. I've got bogan bills to pay.
Well, you've got to own your own flanny. Check.
Yep, check.
Being able to work like a legend.
Check.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Come on.
Goes
without saying.
You've got to have a driver's license.
Check.
Probably with your own Ford or Holden.
Oh, drive a Mitsubishi like an old man.
You used to have a Ford.
I used to have a Commodore.
I bet you did.
But yeah, I did.
Was it fully sick?
Yeah, no, the stereo in it was fairly fully sick.
Did you used to pump some In Excess on your stereo in your Commodore?
Not
Fat Armin with your flanny and your bluey?
Fat Armin, yes. Flanny, no. Let's just say this. I lost 3 subwoofers in 2 break-ins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You did live in a hood, did you?
Yeah.
So far, I think you're winning this between us.
I could be.
With your Commodore, and you don't have any Southern Cross tattoos, though, do you?
No, no Southern Cross tattoo. Damn. I definitely draw the line there.
I could organise that, though.
I'm fine.
I know a few tattoo artists.
You do? Yeah. No, I don't. I don't need that. I don't need the Australian flag.
Oh. It's a shame.
What is this job?
Oh, well, it's so for Bogan Bingo.
Oh, right.
It's a fundraiser. They're doing a fundraiser for the LGBTI health charity ACON.
That doesn't sound like a very Bogan.
No, but I love that.
I love it
Bogan's
too.
Bogan's embracing.
I just, when I think of Bogans, I don't think of, yeah, we're going to do a fundraiser for the gays, if that's all right. For what?
Bogan
really?
Bingo.
Yeah, they want to have their parade and we want to help them. Oh, I didn't expect that to come out of your mouth, but good on you.
So obviously there's going to be some air guitar at this Bogan Bingo night.
Because of course.
Yeah, it's in Sydney though, if you guys want to go.
Oh, tell me about this great job and it's in Sydney.
See you, Billows.
You big tease.
This is Scoopla. Mate, rumours going around this week that Adele has a biopic going out.
What song is that?
Chasing Pavement. I just thought I'd mix it up a little bit from the Hello.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so rumours this week that a biopic's coming out about Adele. And on the internet, I saw that Rebel Wilson, Australia's own, could very well be playing Adele.
Okay. I haven't heard anything about this whatsoever. My initial thoughts are, why would Adele do a biopic so early in her career?
Okay.
That's just my... And I'd say that about any artist whatsoever.
Okay.
I'd say, like, for example, Straight Outta Compton came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
NWA started in the 80s.
Yep.
Adele's been kicking around for a handful of years. I don't think her story's done yet.
It's probably true.
My second part, not knowing whether this movie's actually happening or not, is someone went, geez, Rebel Wilson is a curvy blonde girl.
Mm.
She should play Adele.
Interesting you say that, Billows, because Adele's touring around right now and at a show, she has said, I've heard... No, I can't do that. I was going to accent it. She's got a very...
Here's a compliment for you. You're not trashy enough to properly impersonate Adele.
Oh.
Anyway. I've heard some rumours. And you're like, oh, go back to singing. Just don't speak.
Heard some rumours. This is a quote from Adele. I've heard some rumours that Rebel Wilson will be playing me in a movie. Let's see if that turns out to be true. She says during a performance, she'd need my adult word permission... Just because I'm plus size doesn't mean she's playing me.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
Boom.
You did.
Someone went, Rebel Wilson looks somewhat like Adele. Let's do a movie.
Yeah. And I also put the connection between Rebel Wilson doing Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Which is like a singing movie.
She can carry a tune. She's perfect.
She's basically Adele. Yeah. They're the same person.
Ridiculous.
No, so it doesn't sound like Adele's too pleased about that at all.
No, Adele needs, as in for an Adele movie to happen, more needs to happen to her. There needs to be more years, or she needs to die.
Oh, wow.
I'm not wishing that upon her. I'm just saying that as far as movies go, there's got to be an ending somewhere.
No, she will never die. Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Amber, article on news.com today about what 5 things you shouldn't do when you're in a restaurant, as written by a former restaurant owner.
Ooh, okay.
Number 1.
All right.
Please order off the menu, she says. Believe it or not. She's a bit passive aggressive in this.
Yeah, okay.
Believe it or not.
I don't know if that's
the
her
person
tone.
Who wrote the menu probably put a lot of thought into it, and they may even know a thing or two about food. I think I nailed the tone with that sarcastic sentence. We're all adults. If there's something in a dish you're unsure of, be outrageous. Try something new.
Is that a second tip or just
that's the
like
same?
A...
That's in the same one.
Okay, all right.
What do you reckon?
Well, I don't think of not ordering off the menu.
Yeah, but I mean, she's saying that whatever is on there, don't take things out of it. Don't add something different to it.
Oh. What if you don't like anchovies or
there
something?
There you go.
Yeah.
Prime example.
Yeah.
You can't just pick an anchovy out. That thing has infected the entire meal.
That's right. The whole town smells of anchovies every time someone ever cooks with an anchovy.
I quite like anchovies. I don't like beetroot. And that also infects an entire meal.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep taking things out of my food. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Don't tell me what to eat.
That's right. That's right. I think she forgets that. It's like, I'm going to do things my way.
Yep.
And I'm paying you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't split the bill, she says. Oh. If you've planned to meet your friends for lunch and you know you're all going out to pay separately, why not just make sure you have some cash out? It's not the waitstaff's job to manage the petty finances of your group. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's true. I'm always that friend that only ever has card.
See, I'm usually the one who's got cash.
No, I'm always like,
it's never the right cash.
Like, oh, should I go? Let me just run to the ATM.
Yeah.
And then I run and I run and I run and I never come back.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been the friend where it's like, oh, we'll just split the bill, everyone kick in whatever, and you're like, I'm actually quite poor, I ordered a salad and didn't drink anything. You cocktail drinkers, feel free to throw in a 50. I'm going to pop in my $17 I've got in coins here.
We always do like the, what'd you get?
Yeah.
Split it up equally. Like, oh, accordingly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
Don't be rude. Like goes without saying.
That's a life tip, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's particularly, I have a very strict rule with that with people handling my food.
Yes.
I am the most polite person you'll ever meet if you are handling my food or drink. Control your children, she says.
Well, that's easy.
That's a fair one, I think. Like, she says that her place was a very child-friendly place with toys and free baby chinos, and she still had parents just letting the kids run amok.
Some places aren't super kiddie-friendly, though.
No, that's right.
And, you know, kids have a mind of their own sometimes, and it's, like, kind of hard to keep them in check.
I saw a post on Facebook yesterday that said something along the lines of, I wish more places allowed dogs and didn't allow kids under 8. I'm like, I like that. Well, I'd go there. And be respectful when using the facilities, she says. I hate to think what this woman has seen.
Oof.
To put that in a top 5 article about be respectful when using the facilities.
Yes.
Oh, she must have cleaned up some horrible things.
I feel like most of those were just general life tips. Like, always be respectful when using any facilities.
Yeah, I agreed with the 3, 4, and 5. Don't split the bill and order off the menu. I'm sorry.
I will split the bill because I am poor.
And I hate beetroot, so stop putting it in things. And I want extra cheese as well.
To be fair, though, like, always be nice to the waitstaff.
Of course.
Give them a
smile.
Be
nice to everyone. Amber.
Yes.
Story out of the UK. About a motorist who got a fine for parking in a disabled space.
Okay.
At this point, seems fairly open shut. Parking in a disabled space, you deserve a parking fine if you're not disabled or have a disabled sticker for your car.
Well, does this person have a
he
disabled
does not.
Sticker? Oh, okay.
He does not. So at this point in the story, you're like, huh, how is this a story?
Well, I hate it when jerks park in the disabled park. So
I agree. But how about this, Amber? Let me put a twist on this story for you. This gentleman went home, parked in front of his house as he always does. Overnight, the council painted a disabled space around his car and fined him for it.
What?
I'm dead serious.
So these guys are getting overtime because it's like nighttime.
Yeah. And then they're double dipping and basically getting him to pay for the overtime.
So the same guy that parked in a disabled park.
He didn't, when he parked there, it was just the park in front of his house.
Whoa.
It was just an empty piece of road where he parked his car, and they parked the zone around his car.
Did this happen on the 1st of April?
It actually did, which
really?
Is why he thought this is some sort of elaborate prank until he investigated further, and no, that fine is legit.
That is, no, that fine can't be legit.
So
he could fight that.
What he speculated happened is that one of his neighbours, her husband was disabled, and she applied for a disabled zone a couple of years ago. In that time, he's passed away, and like only a couple of months ago, and since then, they've finally got around to putting in the disabled park, and then two departments haven't talked to each other. And he's ended up with a fine. He's going to fight and he's going to get off, surely.
Of course.
If there's any sanity left in the world. But
imagine that, though. Like, come home from work after a long day. Like, finally, dinner time. Yes. And then you put on a movie and you go to bed like everyone does every night.
Every night?
Yeah. And then you wake up in the morning.
You need to get more sleep.
What? After dinner?
I'm just trying to picture this guy's state of mind when he first got out of bed. Like,
yeah.
Do you think he was ready to have a good day or a bad day? Because either way, you're like, yeah, today's going to be great. Oh, what? This is the sort of day it's going to be where a disabled zone is painted around my car.
Wow.
This is the sort of day where I'm sitting in my office and a car crashes into it. Like, this is... Or Oh, let's see what today can throw at me. Oh, brilliant. A disabled zone has been painted around my car and I've got a ticket. That'd be right.
Oh, great. My ice cream scoop fell out of my ice cream cone. That'd be right.
And then I impaled myself in the eye on it. We're in a bit of a funny mood because we were just joking about the fact that Amber's sponsored child now earns more than her. Apparently, your words were that he's not in the program anymore because he's a big success.
Because
he's going to start sponsoring you soon.
We should not joke about poverty.
We're not. This guy isn't in poverty anymore. You saved him. No, your words were, I saved a kid. No, I changed a kid's life. And now he's a bigger deal than you.
Well, it's his birthday today, and that's what reminded me that. And then I thought, actually, he's not even my sponsor kid anymore. He's out of the program.
So what are you paying? Are you still paying?
Yeah, we got a new one.
Oh, okay. Right, right, right.
Don't know when her birthday is yet.
Amber, Gwyneth Paltrow in the news.
Yep.
I haven't talked about Gwyneth Paltrow for a little while, but I'm not a big fan of her. It's not that I don't. She's a very talented actress. Mm-hmm. She's a very beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's a fantastic mother.
Yep.
It's how out of touch with reality and the common person she is, yet has the audacity to run a lifestyle website called Goop, full of ridiculous ideas.
Yes. That, like, realistically, people like us, women like me, can't afford to do.
And, yeah, like, she just that out of touch with reality. And at this point, I'm almost worried that she's trolling me and she's just playing the character of Gwyneth Paltrow at this point.
I get so annoyed whenever you talk about Gwyneth Paltrow because your whole demeanour changes. You just, this chick, really, like...
Those aren't the words I use.
I know.
Well, Amber, prepare yourself because there is just no forgiving and there's no comeback for this.
I think you need to prepare yourself.
I've read this a few times, just been shaking my head.
What is it? Tell us.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow has an anti-aging treatment that, you know, I think a lot of women and men both don't want to look as old as they are. I mean, I've had a couple of greys sneak in. I'm not a big fan of.
Well,
women with your facials and your chemical peels and, it's all very scary. Gwyneth Paltrow is talking about a treatment that she's done where to try to reverse the effects of aging, she gets her face stung by bees.
Ooh.
You know those little things that, you know, kill a certain portion of the population and those that they don't kill just leave them swollen as they inject them with poison?
I don't imagine she would have just laid on a table and a whole swarm of bees just start stinging her on the face.
I will just go. I don't have a lot of information here. All I've got is the quote from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
I've been stung by bees. It's a thousands of years old treatment called apitherapy. People use it to get rid of inflammation and scarring. She's getting stung by bees to get rid of inflammation.
It's interesting, isn't it?
That seems counterproductive. The quote continues, mm-hmm. It's actually pretty incredible if you research it, but man, it's painful.
No doubt.
So at least she admits that it's painful.
Wow.
But that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, ladies, is there anyone out there that's like, I'd love to look 5 years younger, have my face scarred by bees, stung?
Just go stick my head in this beehive.
That's right, sure. I'll just Winnie the Pooh up all around here and I'll be fine.
Have you heard of the vampire facials?
Where they inject your own blood into your face or something?
Yeah, and they like run this little thing over your face and it pricks you like a whole bunch of times.
At least that is, you know, it's your blood, it's... Mm. I'm sure there's some science to that. She's literally saying, oh, yeah, of course I've injected poison into my face. You know, that stuff that really irritates you, hurts you, makes your face swell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that. Anti-aging. Why wouldn't I?
Have you ever heard of Botox, Gwen?
Gwen,
like
just
normal celebrities do.
Keep it simple, Gwen. Keep it simple. Amber, you know if you miss a certain amount of payments, whether it be, I mean, you're paying off your motorbike, for example.
Yeah.
If you were to stop paying for it, they'd either impound it, confiscate it, one of the above.
Yeah, general rule, pay your things.
Yeah, but what happens when a big company owes you money for once?
Oh, I would be chasing that up.
That's right, but I mean, but who holds them accountable? I mean, I'll use this example here. There's a lady who has been fighting an airline after her flight was delayed by 22 hours. Now, according to that company's rules and regulations, she is entitled to a refund of $680. This flight that was delayed was 4 years ago.
Ooh.
She's been chasing it and chasing it, and the airline's just been bouncing her from department to department, haven't been able to find her this $680. That's a significant amount of money.
That's right.
And I'd be chasing it as well, but 4 years is getting a bit ridiculous.
So I wonder if it's an insurance company. Like, if you've got travel insurance and something like that happens, they usually cover it?
No, this is straight from the airline.
Right.
There's no middleman. It is the airline who owes her this money.
Okay.
And she's had enough.
So she has every right to have had enough.
But again, what do you do in this situation? Because they're the man, so to speak. Well, she went to a debt collection agency who went to court and won to impound one of their aeroplanes until they paid her the $680. Now, this airplane, this 747, tens of millions of dollars, and having it granted for just a day would cost them hundreds of thousands,
so
I'm guessing.
So much money, yes.
All because they dragged their feet on a $680 payment to the little guy.
I love this woman.
How good is it?
Awesome.
Apparently, they were pretty swift in cutting her that check after she was costing that airline a ridiculous amount of money. I just love this because the little guy never wins.
Imagine being the judge that day in court. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to grant this. Like, yes, you can impound that airplane.
I'd like to think that he held up the middle finger at the airline lawyer as he pounded that gavel and just went, enjoy. We're talking about celeb crushes, Amber. Jake Gyllenhaal has revealed that he had quite the crush on Jennifer Aniston and then he had to work with her.
Yes.
And so we're talking about, who was your celeb crush when you were younger? I mentioned that Beyonce Knowles, early Destiny's Child, was.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask you, Amber. Who was your high school celeb crush?
I loved the band Simple Plan.
You say good morning when it's midnight.
Gross.
They were really cool and good when I was a teenager. Yes. No, they were.
Welcome to my life.
I loved that
it's
album.
It's hard being a middle-class white kid.
So my celebrity crush was Pierre Bouvier from Simple Plan, a French-Canadian musician.
You showed me some pictures of him before. Don't get me wrong, he's a handsome man.
Yes, he is.
Simple Plan just made me angry on every level when they came out.
We've got Chrissy on 13, 12, 16. Hey!
Hi!
Chrissy, we're talking about celeb crushes. Are you embarrassed by yours?
Yes, a little bit now.
Why is that? Who is it?
Keanu Reeves. Oh, I was obsessed with him in high school, but he really hasn't aged well, has he?
I'd say the exact opposite. I'd say he's a vampire. He looks the same now as he did in Bill and Ted's.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe I need another look. True.
What was your favourite Keanu Reeves movie where you're just like, yeah, that's it?
Point Break.
I don't know enough about Keanu Reeves. I think he was a bit before my time.
Well, yeah.
And look, his performances probably are a little bit wooden, I'll be honest, but I just love
him. Well, he's drinking from the fountain of youth, Chrissy.
I agree.
He is looking fine. Girl, don't be embarrassed about Keanu Reeves.
Oh, thank you.
I think he hit his straps with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like, that's his character.
I just honestly don't know anything about Keanu Reeves.
You've never seen Speed?
Yeah, probably.
The Matrix?
Yeah, I've seen The Matrix.
Okay.
Now, not my cup of tea. I'm more into your Pierre Bouvier's and...
In the next 15 seconds, explain The Matrix.
The computers.
Janet Jackson in the news, Amber, and she has cancelled her tour, and not for a rubbish reason, not because she's tired, not because she's dehydrated. Who was it that cancelled because they were malnourished? Have a sandwich and get on stage, whoever that was. I can't remember. 49-year-old Janet Jackson has fueled rumours that she may be expecting her first child at 49 years old.
Aww.
Yes, she took to her Facebook page. She didn't explicitly say that she's pregnant, but she did say that doctor's orders are to stay off her feet and that her and her husband are planning their family.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah. So they're in the second leg of the tour at the moment, and apparently, yeah, it's just got to change right now. My husband and I are planning our family, so we're going to delay the tour, not cancel it. Please, if you can try and understand that it's important that I do this now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so if you were going to the second half of Janet Jackson's tour...
Yes.
Then you're not anymore.
You're not anymore.
Well, not for a year or two anyway, by the sound of it.
Are people still going to Janet Jackson tours?
Well, there's a whole tour.
It's amazing.
Well, why is that amazing? She's a talented singer.
I guess because I'm not into her music.
You just think everyone shouldn't be. Is that right? All right, cancel everything Amber doesn't like.
Just totally off my radar. Mazel tov.
Are you sure? You don't seem to like her at all. Why do you hate Janet Jackson's unborn child?
Whoa! Wait for her to confirm.
All right, then you can hate it.
This is Scoopla.
Billow's British girl band, Little Mix.
What about them?
After their little stint on X Factor, they've become a very popular band.
Yes.
Around the world. They have received a letter from an 8-year-old girl because she's been banned by her parents from singing one of their songs. It's called Hair. It contains a rude word.
Okay.
And she's written a very passionate letter.
Okay.
Dear Sir or Madam, I'm a big fan of Little Mix.
Wait,
and
Dear Sir or Madam?
Yeah.
Not directly to the band? She's gone for management?
I feel like she's gone straight to the top with this one, straight to the honchos.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Little Mix, and my favourite song is Weird People. However, singing along to Hair, I discovered a rude word. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it comes in the line, he was just a something and I knew it.
Okay.
Mm.
I can speculate in my own head.
Yes, everyone can. So she goes on to say, it's a great song, love it. The girls nailed it, but Mum and Dad won't let me sing it anymore. So I'm a bit upset about that.
You know what? I think she might be right on this one. I think that a lot of musicians obviously do what they please. Mm-hmm. I mean, rappers are going to swear.
Yeah.
Rock stars are going to swear.
Yeah.
I think that
girl bands should tone it
just
down.
Just pop stars in general. I'm not even going to say girl bands.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Backstreet Boys were probably, you know, their target audience was teenagers and below.
Yes.
And so they didn't swear.
They didn't swear.
I think Lil Mix should do the same thing.
Yeah.
If little girls is your target audience, then keep it clean.
Well, I'm not even sure of this little girl's name. Anyway, this little girl has also added, I've changed the
What's
word
change, buddy?
To he was just a plank and
a
I
plank.
Knew it.
Well, you know, look, little girl.
You can be a little bit creative.
You can
put in your own word.
You can be as offended as you like and you can offer all the suggestions. Maybe leave the creativity on what the words should be to the songwriters.
Maybe that's like, maybe Mum or Dad said, look, you can listen to this song, but
yeah,
just sing this word instead.
Hmm.
I don't know. Eight years old is such a like an awkward age, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. But don't you agree? Like,
yeah, totally.
Pop stars,
yeah, yeah.
Go for your target audience.
Yes, yes. This 8-year-old girl, perfect in your demographic.
Yeah.
Yep. So Little Mix retweeted the video, the photo of the letter with thumbs up and smiley face emojis. So maybe they'll take it on board. I'd say they will.
I guarantee you they will not.
Super Dork Update.
Oh, it's a new twist. I liked it.
Bit of echo.
Thank you, Amber. Amber, the trailer for Star Wars Rogue One dropped today.
Yes.
And it looks great. I mean, last year we were treated to Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yes.
And it was fantastic.
Yes.
And now, by, I think it's the end of this year.
December
this year, mm-hmm. we are getting Rogue One. Now, I'm just going to play a little bit of audio and then I'm going to gush over it.
We have a mission for you. A major weapons test is imminent. We need to know what it is and how to destroy it.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
They're talking about the Death Star!
Wow.
So, from what I've gathered watching this preview, this is going to be set before Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, the original, the 1977 first Star Wars movie that came out, where you might remember at the start of that movie, they say, oh, a lot of Bothans died bringing us this information, the plans
right.
to the
mm-hmm.
Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the story of these guys getting the plans to the Death Star.
So what episode would they call it if it's not Episode 8 because it's set before Episode...
They're not calling it any episode. It's just a standalone movie. Like, it's part of the story.
Uh-huh.
It's all going to be intertwined.
Okay.
But as far as putting a number on it,
okay.
No, this is a standalone.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the last one they were calling Episode 7.
Yep.
Which is cool.
Yep.
But this one, no episode. It's just a Star Wars story.
Wow, I wonder if we'll see all our faves, like Han Solo and...
I don't think I doubt he'll crop up just because Harrison Ford's a grumpy old man.
Was great in episode 7, though.
He was, but I think there was reasons for that, which I won't get into because I know not everyone has seen Star Wars, the new Star Wars. So what I'll do is I'm going to tweet this trailer because it looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to play a little bit of dialogue audio because it's a visual trailer. You need to see this.
Yes.
It looks fantastic. I'm already excited. Give us a follow at 99.5 Star FM. On Twitter, at Amber Wheatland and at Billows on Air, but I'm going to tweet it from the Star FM one.
Do it! Give it up! This is Scoopla. Lady Gaga was only 5 years old when she wrote her first song on an upright piano that her grandparents purchased for just under $800.
Nice.
It was back in 1966. Her grandparents bought that piano.
Yeah. I was going to say, she's holding her age well.
No, for just under $800, they've bought this piano, and that's the piano that Lady Gaga learnt to play on.
Yes.
It is going up for auction, Music Icons Memorabilia at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York.
That's cool.
In May, it's expected to go for somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000.
Wow.
With most of the proceeds going to the Born This Way Foundation, which was launched by Lady Gaga in 2012 to empower youth.
That's really cool.
I know.
It's a lot of money, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some rich Gaga fans out there.
I agree. Also, in the auction, 85 Elvis Presley items.
Fans are insane. Yeah. They'll pay heaps for that.
Yeah, including a custom-made 1969 Gibson Dove guitar that Elvis's dad made for him.
Oh, wow.
I know. This is really exciting. Memorabilia are also from Kurt Cobain, the Beatles, Johnny Cash, Michael Jackson, and other icons will be up for sale at this auction.
They're going to raise money.
So much money.
I'd love to own something cool like that. Yeah. I don't even know what, but I'll never be able to afford something proper cool. So I'll probably just end up with, like, this is Michael Jackson's chimp's earbud. And I'll be like, done. Here's $50, like, 75. Like, done. All right, fine.
It's an auction. You've got to be willing to, fluctuate.
I've now got Bubbles the chimp's earwax. I'm happy. I can die happy.
So I guess when the auction happens and we find out how much money they've actually raised, I'll bring you the deets on that.
Cannot wait. I love hearing about celeb auctions. I love it.
Imagine being at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York. Oh, when that auction... Oh,
it'll be a big night.
So good indeed.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.